This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It would be tough not to give Coach of the Year to Jim Montgomery, but Rick Bonus has done an amazing job with the Jets.
Rick Bonus should win the Jets.
Yeah.
This is nothing. It takes a lot to, obviously, Jim Montgomery will win the Jack Adams based off the pace and the points, because it's going to be impossible for people not to vote for that. But the way the Bruins team is built and how good that team is.
Yes.
If you look at points and spot versus expectation, and you look at the things Rick Bonus had to do to come into Winnipeg in a team that had, frankly, a self-admitted terrible culture that they fixed.
Yes.
Over the course of 3 months, like, it is, you're talking about a team where flames were fanning, captaincies were literally stripped away, and they've come out of all of this. Like, Rick Bonus should win the Jack Adams this year.
You're absolutely right. You said my point, Sean, because Jim Montgomery has admitted that he went into Boston and the culture was already inside the room with people like Bergeron and Marchand and Foligno and others, you know, leaders in that room. And Rick Bonus had to change a culture. And for that, I agree with you. He should be Coach of the Year.
Yeah. And every other, like, all of these coaches who are in spot, it's kind of funny. You look at how the cycle of coaches has gone. So Jim Montgomery why am I drawing a complete blank on his name right now? The coach in Vegas now was the coach in Boston.
Bruce Cassidy.
Bruce Cassidy. So Jim Montgomery gets to take over what Bruce Cassidy built in Boston.
Yep.
Bruce Cassidy gets to take over what Pete DeBoer built in Vegas.
Yep.
Pete DeBoer gets to take over what Rick Bonus built and helped build in Dallas. And then,
yep,
Rick has to take over what Paul Maurice and an interim coach tore down in Winnipeg. So it's like,
yeah, absolutely. And we're not even talking about Lindy Ruff, former Stars coach, having
exactly
an amazing year. It's all kinds of storylines in the coaching ranks. I've never seen it like that. It is fascinating. And Bruce Cassidy made it a point when they played the Stars to point that out, that, you know, I think it definitely shows that sometimes just a change is necessary to shake things up.
100%.
Especially with the guaranteed contracts, because you can only shake up your team so much.
Yep. And as long as, and I will say this one last note on it, as long as you don't handle your coaching situation as publicly and drag along someone the way the Vancouver Canucks did Bruce Boudreau, the way they did, as long as you don't do it that way, because that to me is a perfect example of how not to handle things. And you know what? Best of luck to Rick Tocchet fixing this. I said this talking to someone the other day. That's a situation where a year from now, when things are still going poorly in Vancouver, there's no excuse for not knowing what you got into.
I was a little surprised he left the booth, because I thought he had a good thing going and I thought he was going to wait for the perfect opportunity. And I don't know if Vancouver is the perfect opportunity, because, you know, under Jim Rutherford, you know, as Rutherford mentioned, they're going to be wholesale changes. So, you know, he's not going to have the parts that he has right now.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
No, he's not.
And I agree with you. Boudreaux just seems like a salt of the earth guy. I feel for him. And, you know, I hope he stays in the NHL in some capacity because those problems run a lot deeper than just coaching.
Yep. There's a lot going on there, and it's going to be, I said this to someone else the other day too, the Vancouver is, there's a lot of teams, even the really bad teams, where you at least see the path of what they're trying to do, and you see the path forward. Like Arizona is bad and they are not good, but we at least can look at from the outside and see, okay, I have an idea of what the plan is and where they're trying to be in 2 to 3 years. And I get it. You see the same thing with, you look at Columbus. We see the path. Obviously it takes some luck, but we see the path. Same thing with Chicago. Same thing with the Ducks. You look at Vancouver and you're like, I don't see the conceivable plan back. And it's just, that's the most terrifying thing for me. Cause they are, every other team in the league I can go through and I can see kind of, okay, I see where this plan fits and I see all of that. And just Vancouver, I just don't see a solution.
Yeah.
with the current makeup, with the current ownership, with the current everything. It's not a good spot.
No, I absolutely agree. Well, a good spot to be the next few days will be Tampa. So safe travels, my friend, and excited to read all about it. And you get to see a heck of a game with the Lightning and the Bruins.
Yep, it'll be fun. And everyone, have a great week, and we'll Friday, right? We'll be back Friday.
Yeah, we will. And you go in and you tell those people you've never met, I'm Sean Shapiro, and I host a podcast, and I'm damn good at what I do.
Should be my business card. Should be the business card. If people still do business cards.
There you go. Well, that's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. I'll be at the game tomorrow night. So if you want to meet up with me, happy to join you in between periods, and I'll buy you a Frosty for listening to Spits and Suds. Just tweet me at GJ Spittle. He's at Sean Shapiro. Heck, if you're in Tampa, you can tweet at Sean. I don't know if he'll buy you a Frosty, but I'll buy you a Frosty here at the AAC. So it'll be fun tomorrow night. I cannot wait for Carolina Dallas. So spread the word about this podcast. It's called Spits and Suds. It's 3 times a week. It's an exciting program. We go around the NHL, and of course, we talk about your Dallas Stars. So have a great day, everybody.